some past Christadelphian hymn writers and composers by Stuart Cowley Shaw. Brother George Dowie. George was born in 1824 or 25 in Edinburgh. And by the time Brother John Thomas lectured there, he was a journeyman bookbinder. Dr. Thomas came in 1848 at the invitation of some members of the local Campbellite Church, of whom George was one of the 24 who took his advice to form a Bible Investigation Society. This group probably subscribed to the American magazine The Herald of the Kingdom of the Age to Come, edited by Brother Thomas. They probably also read his book, Elpis Israel. The Edinburgh group, all under the age of 30, met in the home of the Dowies until 1853, when they decided to form an independent congregation. Within a few days, a suitable meeting place was found in the Taylor's Hall, Potter Row, and they elected George as one of two presidents. In 1855, he was elected secretary also. His musical talents were also recognised in his appointment as leader of song. He soon had a choir of 4 bass, 2 tenor, 1 alto and 4 soprano voices, and he began collecting suitable psalms, hymns and anthems for this choir to sing. He wrote poetry and anthems and composed parts for suitable melodies, such as those composed by Brother Joseph Stones of Nottingham. The shortcomings of the Scottish Psalter were recognised and only the best selected. Brother Dowie was also one of the congregation's 3 ministers of matrimony, and his first marriage was that of Sister Jane Norris and Brother Robert Roberts in 1859. For this occasion he composed a special marriage psalm and an anthem. Very soon he was setting to music poems written by other brethren and writing psalms for all sorts of occasions. Sometimes these were interspersed with choruses for the choir to sing. By 1858 he had 17 texts set to 4-part tunes, and in February 1864 he issued a 64-page book of 35 anthems, which he entitled The Disciples' Choral Service of Bible Themes and Motets in the Words of Holy Scripture. His own contributions included Thy Kingdom Come, Holy, 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 Blessed and Holy is He, Now Unto Him, Be Patient, Brethren, I Was Glad, Behold the Day Cometh, Blessed Are Those Servants, Amen, Blessing and Glory. Most of these were used by Brother Roberts in his 1874 hymn book, and a few were included in later hymn books. In 1858, Brother Dowie and 2 others started a magazine called The Messenger of the Churches, which included scripture exposition, exhortation and ecclesial intelligence. For 2 years, handwritten copies were circulated in Scotland or south of the border. Then it was printed to meet an increasing demand. The appearance of the Ambassador of the Coming Age in 1864 so reduced demand, especially after divisions had taken place, that it eventually ceased to be published. Brother Dowie travelled extensively throughout Britain to help new ecclesias organise themselves, and he wrote long letters for the same purpose. He tended to support informality, and some of his doctrinal beliefs were not accepted by the majority of brethren. After a division, his group refused the name Christadelphian and continued to call themselves Baptised Believers in the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Those who remained with George Dowie eventually called themselves the Conditional Immortality Mission, which persisted for several decades. In 1867, the Dowie family moved to Dundee, and it was there in 1891 that he, his wife and daughter joined the Fraternal Visitor Fellowship. He soon began lecturing for them and gave several series of talks before his death in 1895. Sister Dowie died the same year, not long before their daughter Mary married Brother David Young. for the Stanley John Field. Stanley was the younger son of brother and sister Edward Field of Birmingham. Born in 1903, he was educated at Yardley Secondary School and in the Sussex Street Christadelphian Sunday School. He worked for an insurance company, but his talent and great love lay in music, and he was soon giving piano lessons in his spare time. He seems to have inherited his musical talent from his grandmother Caroline, who sang in a large Baptist choir. Stanley played the organ for the Sunday school from the age of 17, and was soon playing organ parts for cantatas, oratorios, etc. for scholars' afternoons. He also played at the annual evenings of the Young Men's Bible Class. As soon as he was baptised in 1922, he was appointed assistant to the ecclesial organist, Brother Ernest Pennington, and began to accompany the choral class under the baton of Brother Charles Caldicott. In that same year, he gained his ATCL teacher's diploma. After only 5 lessons, he was permitted to play the great organ in the Birmingham Town Hall for a large fraternal gathering in 1927 and became the chief ecclesial organist. In the next 3 years, he played again at the Town Hall and for 2 evening public lectures. In 1930, he married Sister May Nichols, and the following year was invited to conduct the Reformed Choral Class at the King's Heath Ecclesial Hall. This eventually became the Birmingham Choral Class, which had been disbanded some time earlier. His father was treasurer for the Midland Music Society, and Stanley became their official accompanist. He also set up a little training class to teach brothers and sisters to play. In 1933, he was replaced by Brother Arnold Hill as conductor of the chorus class as a result of his move to Wellington near Telford. Here, he and his sister May and his father bought a music shop, and he again gave piano lessons at his home. He continued to play for his ecclesias every other week and at the Town Hall for fraternal gatherings in 1934, 1952, 1960 and 1964. He also played as far afield as Leeds Town Hall in 1939 for a Whitsun gathering. In Wellington, having given up his insurance work, he taught the piano part-time at a local college, as well as giving lessons privately until the outbreak of the 1939-45 war. For this, he was conscripted to work in a grocer's shop in Shrewsbury, while his wife and father looked after the music shop. In 1946, he gained his LRAM and taught at Wolverhampton College for 5 to 6 years. He composed the tune Invincible, which was first published in the Christadelphian Sunday School hymn book in 1950, and was also included in the 1964 hymn book as the first tune for number 55. Also in that hymn book were his tunes Revelation, number 137, Christ-like, number 154, Communion, number 181, and Resurrection, number 193. He had a number of articles published in our magazines, including Training for Immortality and the Communion of Saints. As ecclesial organist, he continued to play until 1970, despite the long journeys from Wellington to central Birmingham, and he taught about 15 students privately for several years after this. In 1980, he fell asleep in Jesus, and Sister Field joined him in 1986 to await the return of their Lord. I was just looking at the 1964 hymn book. I'm going to read the first lines of those hymns which Brother Field contributed. We were told that in the 1964 hymn book he wrote the first tune for hymn number 55. That's the tune Immortal, to the words Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. But the tune which we less often sing. His tune Revelation for hymn 137 was put to the words The race that long sat in darkness have seen a glorious light. The people dwell in day, who dwelt in death's surrounding night. His tune, Christ-like, was put to the words of hymn 154. Lord, speak to me that I may speak in living echoes of thy tone. Though thou hast sought, so let me seek thy erring children, lost and lone. He wrote the tune Communion, which is our hymn 181 in the 1964 hymn book. Saviour, we meet in thy dear name, and here present our humble plea. Bless us as now we eat and drink, in sweet remembrance, Lord of thee. And he wrote the tune Resurrection, which is our hymn 193 in the 1964 hymn book, the words of which sing praise, the tomb is void where the Redeemer lay. Sing of our bonds destroyed, our darkness turned to day. Weep for your dead no more, O be of joyful cheer, our star moves on before, and our power shines clear.